We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, peace-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on Siatsat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba in Formosa or Taiwan. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Chung Chai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhothai Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Tar Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzuk in Han U District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm.tel. And in Hamburg on Wille.tel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company, in Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, in Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Litema. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on Ateuve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Malaysia provides 20,000 affordable homes for the disadvantaged. In ecology news, a green school roof in the United Kingdom is declared a local nature reserve. In cultural news, research shows that religion has profound importance to 9 out of 10 Africans. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 29th, is Republic Day in Nepal, honoring its being declared a state with elected leadership in 2008. Situated in southern Asia between China and India, Nepal is well known for majestic Mount Everest, the highest peak in the world. Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, is located in Nepal. It is a place of pilgrimage and a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The internationally famous Kathmandu Valley, another World Heritage Site, reflects a wide range of historic and artistic accomplishments such as the Buddha stupas of Swayambhur and Buddha Nath and the Hindu temples of Pushupati and Changu Naren. We wish the faithful Nepalese a festive Republic Day.
Today is also the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers. Established in 2002, it is an occasion to honor the men and women who have served and continue to work in UN peacekeeping operations for their courage, commitment, and professionalism. It is a time to pay tribute to those who sacrificed their lives for a more harmonious world. Special events are held in countries around the globe. Our gratitude to all who have contributed their noble and dedicated efforts to bring about a serene and loving earth.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes hit Costa Rica, Japan, Mexico, China, and the South Pacific. On Tuesday, May 25th, a magnitude 5.0 tremor jolted southwestern China's Sichuan province, striking 75 kilometers northwest of Chengdu. Later the same night, the southern Mexican region of Guerrero was rocked by a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale. On Wednesday, southern Japan's Ryukyu Islands experienced a magnitude 6.1 quake centered 235 kilometers east of Naha, Okinawa.
Meanwhile, a 5.2 magnitude quake rocked Indonesia's North Sulawesi Island, and that same day, a 5.1 magnitude tremor shook Costa Rica's Pacific coast 15 kilometers south of Samara. Friday morning prompted a strong 7.2 magnitude earthquake in the South Pacific, setting off a tsunami warning for Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands, and New Caledonia. Thankfully, the warnings were later canceled and no injuries or fatalities have been reported for any of these events.
Thank heavens for the protection of everyone in the quake-shaken regions. May distressing events as these diminish across the globe through our efforts to extend greater benevolence toward each other and all life.
Jordan's educational goals receive another boost. The Canadian International Development Agency, or CIDA, has signed an agreement with Jordan's government to provide $19 million for the second phase of the Education Reform for Knowledge Economy project in Jordan. This project will continue supporting the kingdom's education system through upgrades to school environments and the establishment of a special unit for gender equality. As a key donor, CIDA already contributed $19 million for the project's first phase, which focused on kindergarten, elementary, and secondary education. Canada has also pledged to continue to help furthering Jordan's educational goals, including vocational training. Providence bless Canada for your kind-hearted assistance to Jordanian youths. May their futures be filled with abundant promise and opportunity.
European Union plans mission to Myanmar, also known as Burma. Following an April resolution passed by the Council of the European Union to promote dialogue with the Burmese government, senior European Union official José Eugenio Celarić has announced that a delegation intends to travel to the nation for the first time since 2002. The mission will be confirmed after receiving government approval for a meeting with detained Nobel laureate and democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and discussions while there will focus on encouraging democratic procedures in Myanmar's upcoming November elections. Last week, the Czech Republic also sent an official delegation to Burma, led by Deputy Foreign Minister Jiří Sittler, who met with the country's officials and pro-democracy associates of Aung San Suu Kyi. Our appreciation, Czech Republic and European Union officials, for your efforts to further diplomatic relations with Myanmar for the benefit of the Burmese people. Wishing them ever more stability, prosperity, and peace.
Israeli Prime Minister visits France. Meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy on Thursday, May 27th, one of the topics discussed by the two leaders was Middle East peace, with Prime Minister Netanyahu later affirming his country's wish to move swiftly toward direct talks with Palestinian leaders as the optimal way to renew the peace process. The Israeli leader was also in France to mark his nation's official entry into the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, an achievement that culminates 16 years of campaigning for membership.
Other new members who were welcomed in recognition of their stable economies were Estonia, Chile, and Slovenia. Speaking of the importance of Israel's economic prosperity for Israeli-Palestinian peace, the Prime Minister stated, "It's very critical for us, and during this time, that we have continued growth in our own country and in the region, because I think it's an important bulwark to peace. The economic peace that we're seeking to fashion with our Palestinian neighbors can help sustain the political peace and actually keep it once it's formally achieved."
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency and Israel, for your productive visit and your country's new membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. May these efforts bring much benefit to fellow citizens and lead to lasting peace for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Diseases originate in factory farms.
Cost of swine flu continues to mount, extending to further human and financial toll. In his most recently released book, Animal Factory: The Looming Threat of Industrial Pig, Dairy, and Poultry Farms to Humans and the Environment, U.S. award-winning and best-selling investigative journalist David Kirby documents his 2 years of research and interviews that reveal the adverse health and environmental impacts of meat-producing factory farms on all of our lives. The book was written to draw urgent attention to the sometimes hidden but far-reaching costs of meat consumption.
The transportation of the animals, which is not only a horrible animal welfare issue, sometimes these animals 10, 12, 24 hours at a time on these trucks, night and day, in cold and hot weather, they can't sit down, they can't sleep, they, you know, are going to the bathroom on themselves. It's completely inhumane. But they're also shedding virus and bacteria. If you've ever driven behind a chicken truck, you've seen the dust and feathers and fecal, everything. Just, I mean, it's like it's snowing sometimes. There's so much stuff coming at you. And I know scientists in Maryland who go out and follow the chicken trucks and catch some of that air, and sure enough, they're finding multi-drug resistant bacteria. A lot of modern day diseases originate at least in part in factory farms.
Regarding the deadly 2009 swine flu pandemic, which continues to claim lives young and old globally, Mr. Kirby confirmed its origin in a novel virus that emerged on one U.S. pig factory farm in 1998 and spread nationwide within a week.
It turns out that 6 of the 8 viral components in the current novel H1N1 virus are traced back to that hog farm in North Carolina. When I talk about the hidden cost of food, you have to take into account something like swine flu, which cost the world billions and billions and billions of dollars and thousands of lives and all kinds of disruption and buying a vaccine that nobody wanted. And if you add up those billions of dollars and divide it by 300 million, every single American and citizen of the world were paying for those pork chops from 1998, we're paying the bill. Still, we'll be paying it for a long time.
Our deep appreciation, Mr. David Kirby, for your concerned and dedicated journalism that is alerting us to the realities of meat consumption that cause immeasurable suffering in health and other areas of our lives. May we rethink the impact of every food choice and to prevent even worse tragedies by quickly adopting the humane goodness of plant-based fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Oil spill may be stopped as BP closes deep oil well. The energy company's most recent operation to stem the flow of oil began on Wednesday, May 26th, when thousands of gallons of mud and other heavy fluids were pumped into the well in an effort to seal the leak. As of Friday morning, BP announced that the flow of oil had been stopped, although it could be into the weekend before the ultimate success of the procedure could be concluded.
Good afternoon, everybody.
U.S. President Barack Obama has meanwhile called for a ban on deepwater oil projects, a move that puts a halt to exploration plans off the Alaskan coast, as well as the sale of drilling rights in the Western Gulf and off of Virginia.
We will suspend action on 33 deepwater exploratory wells currently being drilled in the Gulf of Mexico.
Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, President Obama spoke of the intensive efforts going into the overall process as he stated, "So far we have about 20,000 people in the region who are working around the clock to contain and clean up this oil. We have activated about 1,400 members of the National Guard in four states. We have the Coast Guard on site. We have more than 1,300 vessels assisting in the containment and cleanup efforts. We've deployed over 3 million feet of total boom to stop the oil from coming onshore. And today, more than 100,000 feet of boom is being surged to Louisiana parishes that are facing the greatest risk from the oil. So we'll continue to do whatever is necessary to protect and restore the Gulf Coast."
This is what I wake up to in the morning, and this is what I go to bed at night thinking about. The spill. And it's not just me, by the way. Yeah, when I woke up this morning, and I'm shaving, and Malia knocks on my bathroom door, and she peeks in her head, and she says, "Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?" Because I think everybody understands that when we are fouling the earth like this, it has concrete implications not just for this generation, but for future generations. I grew up in Hawaii, where the ocean is sacred. And when you see birds flying around with oil all over their feathers and turtles dying, and that doesn't just speak to the immediate economic consequences of this. This speaks to, how are we caring for this incredible bounty that we have.
We thank Energy Company BP as well as President Obama and all personnel for your tireless efforts in working to resolve the oil spill. Our prayers for a soon resolution and that cleanup efforts proceed rapidly and effectively for the least impact to humans and cherished animal co-inhabitants alike.
Oregon USA teacher and school security guard saves student with CPR. On Monday last week, when 16-year-old Brandon Holicky walked into one of his high school classes, his heart unexpectedly malfunctioned. When he collapsed and was gasping for air, teacher Brent Leong reacted immediately. Although he had never applied CPR training received 17 years earlier, Mr. Leong, along with school security guard Mr. Bobby Bates, performed CPR for a full 8 to 10 minutes on Brandon until the paramedics arrived. Brandon was then transferred to the hospital where a defibrillator was surgically inserted. Upon his release, Brandon returned to his high school to thank the heroes who saved his life. He said, "Even though they don't think they're heroes, they definitely are heroes in many hearts. In mine, my family's, and the hospital's. Everyone's hearts. Mr. Brent Leong and Mr. Bobby Bates, we are touched and join in an admiring salute for your quick thinking and wise actions that saved Brandon's life. May heaven bless you all with long, fulfilling lives enjoyed in the loving company of family and friends."
Save our planet. As ice melt accelerates in Greenland, the land is rising. A new study by researchers at the University of Miami in Florida, USA, indicates that as the 2-kilometer-thick ice cap that covers Greenland melts, the land rebounds and rises. In the coastal areas, Greenland's ice is melting so fast that the land beneath it is rising up at a rate of 1 inch per year. The study, which was conducted using a global positioning system, or GPS, indicated that the land lifting began in the mid-1990s and could be rising 2 inches per year by 2025.
The study's principal investigator, geophysics professor Dr. Timothy Dixon, stated, "What's surprising and a bit worrisome is that the ice is melting so fast that we can actually see the land uplift in response. Even more surprising, the rise seems to be accelerating, implying that melting is accelerating." Another study led by Dr. Ian Bartholomew at Scotland's Edinburgh University in the UK found that Greenland's glaciers are moving towards the ocean at a rate of 300 meters per year during the peak summer rates. Suggesting that the increased summer slide could be linked to meltwater seeping under the ice, the study found that the accelerated pace of glacier movement raises the threat of rising sea levels. the melting of all the ice on Greenland would raise world sea levels by something approaching a devastating 7 meters.
Dr. Dixon, Dr. Bartholomew, and colleagues at University of Miami and Edinburgh University, thank you for sharing these observations that reveal some of the dramatic changes being wrought by global warming in Greenland. May we all work quickly to preserve Earth's fragile balance through our considerate lifestyle choices.
Ever concerned for our planetary welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the imminent dangers of the melting ice and the need to act quickly to stop them during an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
With melting that has caused the biggest ice loss ever known in the Arctic, scientists now tell us that the region is warming at a rate twice as fast as the rest of the world. So the vast ice beneath Greenland is also melting, even faster than previously predicted. Many researchers are saying that at the rate of current warming, there is almost no way for our world to stay within the limits of a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise, which is the maximum that will still ensure the safety of most life on the planet. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. It's the vegan diet. No animal products. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time, scientifically speaking. And my promise.
Save our planet. While working to gather frogs to protect them from deadly and endangering fungal disease, Panama's amphibian rescue and conservation project scientists discover 2 entirely new species.
Save our planet. Hollywood actor, director, and environmental activist Robert Redford records a public service announcement for the U.S. National Resources Defense Council, urging U.S. President Barack Obama to avoid eco-disasters such as the recent oil spill by supporting clean and sustainable energy sources.
Save our planet. Industry ministers for the European Union's 27 member states agree to create a unified system of standards for electric vehicles and methods of recharging them.
Save our planet. Heatwave fatalities in India exceed 250 this summer, with doctors in New Delhi also reporting 20% higher heat stroke admissions than the same period last year.
Save our planet. Geelong Town Council becomes the first in Singapore to replace 95,000 fluorescent lights with their LED counterparts in public housing areas, a switch toward utilizing significantly less energy, along with anticipated savings of more than $800,000 each year.
I'm Jolly the Gopher, here with my sweet daughter Gopi. We are happily following a plant-based diet.
Hi there! We have a tip to share about repotting your plants. It's important for any plant to have proper water flow.
Place a layer of marbles, fruit pits, shards of clay pots, or something similar in the bottom of the pot. Even if there is a hole in it, this will allow for good drainage.
Oh, please remember to wait until the plant has finished blooming before repotting.
Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In good governance news, Malaysia provides housing for the disadvantaged. Under the 10th Malaysia Plan, 20,000 affordable homes will be constructed in Sarawak, the largest state in the nation. Priority will be given to extended families and those not earning sufficiently to have their own dwellings. In addition, the Housing Tribunal, made up of 7 experts from different fields, will hear cases to settle any issues in this area. Our earnest thankfulness, Malaysia, for your care for all citizens. May happy hearts fill the new homes with an abundance of love and joy.
In ecology news, a United Kingdom school's green roof is declared a local nature reserve. Natural England, an advisor to the government on the environment, gave the designation to Sharrow Primary School of Sheffield. The first in the nation to be awarded the status, the roof is 2,000 square meters. It contains a variety of habitats, including a limestone grassland, a wildflower meadow, and a wetland with a small pond. The verdant space has become a refuge for local wildlife, such as the rare black redstart bird. Congratulations, Sharrow Primary School, for your earth-loving roof and recognition. May your flourishing eco-area continue to provide a hospitable environment for an abundance of wondrous visitors. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a study involving 25,000 people finds Africans are very religious. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In cultural news, Africans are found to be profoundly religious. In a study carried out by the United States-based Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, approximately 9 out of 10 people living on the continent stated that religion is a very important part of their lives. In sub-Saharan Africa, almost 1 in 3 Muslims believe that the re-establishment of Islam's Golden Age or Caliphate will happen in her or his lifetime. At least 50% of all Christians in the region trust that Lord Jesus will return to earth while they are still alive. The results were based on over 25,000 person-to-person interviews which took place across 19 countries in more than 60 languages. Our sincere appreciation, Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, for highlighting the deeply spiritual nature of the pure-hearted people of Africa. May the divine watch over and protect this great and blessed continent forever.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Russian entitled The Trick.
Сидят две маленькие девочки на кухне. Одна другой говорит, хочешь фокус покажу? Та говорит, давай. Первая говорит, видишь, свет горит? Вторая говорит, ну, вижу. Первая подходит к выключателю и выключает свет и говорит, а где он сейчас? Вторая говорит, не знаю. Первая подходит к холодильнику, открывает дверь и кричит, а, вот он где спрятался.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Dr. Jerome Bernard Palais, French vegan physician on healthy living. Dr. Bernard Palais is one of the founders of the Association of Health Professionals for Responsible Supply, or APSARA, which advocates a vegan diet for best health.
L'Association des professionnels de santé pour une alimentation responsable, l'APSARES, est vraiment une bonne nouvelle. Il est essentiel d'avoir des professionnels de santé qui fasse la promotion du végétarisme. Bill.
Enthusiastic Bill, thank you for your positive note. Dr. Jerome Bernard Palais and the Association of Health Professionals for Responsible Supply, APSARA, are doing very important work in making available information on how the plant-based diet is the best for well-being. May more and more healthcare professionals share this good news with heaven's light to you and your high-thinking French co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with well-wishing and love for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao embarks on a tour of South Korea, Japan, Mongolia, and Myanmar to meet with leaders and members of other sectors to expand diplomatic relations and friendship with the four countries.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel completes her tour of the Gulf region with visits to Qatar and Bahrain, where agreements were made to expand trade and cross-cultural ties.
Senior Pakistani diplomats request mediating assistance from the United States to help advance negotiations with India, with a goal of reestablishing mutual confidence and trust.
In the wake of recovery after a fire at the Berkeley East Bay Humane Society in California, USA, the community donates generously, including local children who give their allowances and monies raised from selling lemonade.
Iran launches a $1.3 billion U.S. dollar water project in Khuzestan province, designed to provide some 4.7 million residents in 21 cities and 1,200 villages with safe drinking water.
In collaboration with shoemaker Macbeth, bassist and vocalist Mike Durnt of American rock band Green Day designs his second line of 100% vegan shoes, scheduled for release in fall 2010.
Turkey and humanitarian aid agencies operating in the Palestinian territories request that Israel allow ships carrying 10,000 tons of humanitarian aid and housing materials into Gaza.
The most recent ratification by Central African Republic and Trinidad and Tobago of the UN Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty brings its ratified nations up to 153 with 182 total signatories.
The Sri Lankan government reports that facilities housing former child soldiers have been closed, with the youth having been returned to their families as well as receiving educational and vocational training.
The Bolivian government increases workers' rights through measures to ensure labor and social regulations are observed, as well as rules relating to seniority benefits for people with 5 years or more continuous employment in one organization.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.